Janelle Kehoe, owner of Matt and Janelle's Nungesserlijk Lodge. Well, June 30th was when the fire started, and we were evacuated within minutes to the camp across from us. And from then, it was a constant worry and fight for the fires around us. The fire crews were there. The bombers were there. If the bombers didn't hit the camp when they did, we would have lost everything. So we thank the fire crews for everything they've done for us. In the last few days, the crews have been on the front line with the fire, which is not us anymore. So our employees have been working hard and putting out spot fires around camp before they get out of control again. And so we've been working 20-hour days with 4 hours of sleep. The smoke has been thick. At times we can't see at the end of our dock, and we watch flare-ups all around us every day. So it's still scary, but we're doing everything we can to save. This is our dream, and we're not letting it go. The dedication of the fire crew, they're here. They're watching. They see when the black smoke starts, and that's the indication that there is a flame that needs to be put out. They're scrambling. We've got hoses and pumps and fuel being brought in at all times. We're maintaining. Our boys have to maintain the pumps and hoses while they're not here to ensure that the sprinklers keep going, and we keep running hoses to wherever there's spot fires, and we just keep watching for flare-ups and put them out before they get out of control, because the bombers, they haven't been here for a few days because they are at the front line of the fire, which is advancing closer to town, to Red Lake, so they're unable to be here most of the time. So they do come when it gets out of control, and they put some more water on the flare-ups, but at most times they're elsewhere, so it's the ground crews. We're fighting the fire from the ground. This is a first for everyone here at Matt and Janelle's, that's for sure. Just a huge thank you to the Red Lake community for supporting us and doing everything they can for us, and big thanks to Lakeside Marina. They gathered pumps for us when we were in need, and hoses. Sling Choker, they flew in hoses for us. Mike Litwin Fuels, Esker Logging, Barron's Northern, and Birch Point Camp for keeping us safe when we weren't able to be at our camp. Currently, all of our guests were evacuated from camp on the 30th to Birch Point. From there, they were evacuated from Birch Point Camp and flown to Coley Campground and bused into town and put into hotels and for 2 nights until they were able to get an escort up the Nungesser Road, which is currently still closed at times, to get their vehicles and make their way home. So the only thing that our guests were able to grab before we were taken out was their passports and their money.